for the Interrobank, I'm Gracia Espinosa. And welcome to this episode on the Red Couch podcast to Siddharth Singh, the new president of Fanshawe Student Union.
Thank you for the warm welcome.
How do you feel? How are you?
I'm good. About my feeling, well, there's a lot of mixed emotions going on right now.
So
Well, I'll officially take over in May, so I'm not worried about it right now. But
well, you have time to
To mentally prepare myself.
Before to be the president. So obviously my first question is, could you tell us a little bit about you, your background, your motivation to be the new president of FSU?
So my journey in Fanshawe has been quite a unique one, you could say, because back in my home country, I was a bit shy student, you could say.
Really?
Yes. And here in Canada, you need to make connections, you need to go out and talk to people. So that's why I joined Red Squad in 2022 when I came to Fanshawe.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember my first event. It was a movie night in Merlin Field. We were giving out popcorns, and it was me and a friend of mine, another Red Squad volunteer. She was from Korea. And we were so scared to go out in the public, and our heart was beating to a point like, okay, how are we supposed to get out? How the students would react? But they were really, really grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And so since then, and I felt really good that day. So I never looked back. Then I kept on doing the volunteering work in the Red Squad. Later on, I joined class rep in the FSU, and then I met my career service advisor, and then she told me to be a mentor, a peer mentor for the new students in Fanshawe College. It's not in the FSU. I became a peer mentor, and then I was hired in the FSU as an event ambassador because they had a spot left and they liked my work. Mm-hmm. And after that, I became the international digital ambassador for Fanshawe College again. So basically to talk with prospect students who have any doubts online. And then I joined Fanshawe Friends, and like within 4 months, I was the community admin for 240 students in Fanshawe Friends. So it's basically a group of international students, and the main purpose is to connect to students. So yeah, I had my hands in a lot of things.
Yeah. So 2 years, so almost 3 years, you have been here in Fanshawe?
Yeah, so it's less than 2 years, actually. So
oh, wow, but you did a lot of things. I mean, event ambassador, you studied here, volunteer, wow.
Yeah, it does get overwhelming sometimes, but yeah, at the end, I knew, like, I never thought much about it. I just kept on going with the flow. I just kept on giving it my best. And so throughout this journey, in each way, like being a digital ambassador or being the admin for the Fanshawe Friends, I have been helping out students with their questions, queries. So even during the orientation, when our table is full of students, if they have questions about a specific program or like maybe how to be a class rep, then I should ask them to, okay, just wait for 5 minutes, then I'll come out and then I'll talk to you about all this thing. So helping out students, so these are the things that actually motivated me. Okay, then maybe last year, I thought during the last year election process, I thought, okay, maybe I might give it a try to run for the president. But like around 4 months back, I had my vision clear that, okay, I'm going to run for the president now.
So I wanted to know, you wanted to be the president because for you it was a next step as a part of this community, and at the same time you notice that you could help more people, more students. So
being in the events team, I was able to help out a lot of students, meet a lot of new students. I had really good time over there as well, but it was actually the students who told me, you know, maybe you should run, because I didn't know when the nomination was starting. I was getting messages from students, the nomination has started, apply. And then I was like, okay, if they are seeing something in me, then maybe I should apply.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You received the motivation.
Yeah.
So, and you only, let's do it.
So helping out student has been my major priority throughout being in Fanshawe, whenever I was volunteering. And yeah.
And how was your experience, and how was the campaign, the debate, how was your you know, your feelings, and I don't know, it was the first time that you decided to be in this kind of elections, or
yeah. So, okay, so watching an election from an outsider's perspective, it's really, really different, because I watched last year election, but I didn't know what all things goes into the election, because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
And you did it alone? You had a teamwork, or how?
So I had a really awesome team with me, because, so I'll just give you an example. The campaigning started on Monday at 9 a.m. and we had our posters up in all the campuses, in airport, in Z building, in downtown, in south, in main campus,
mm-hmm.
within 1 hour of campaigning began, because all my teams were at different campuses. They were just ready for the campaign to begin. And they were just my friends. They were not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
And they still took out time. They came to college early in the morning. And so I'm really grateful for all their support. And probably they also saw something in me. That's why they were like, no, we are going to try to at least be there for him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the team played a really big role in the campaigning process.
Obviously, what are your top priorities for your presidential term, and how do you plan to accomplish them? Because you say we work a lot, you talk about your teamwork, but I would like to know how, I mean, because during the debate you propose things, so I would like to know how you are going to do it, your main goals.
So the main role for a president, for any president, would be to advocate for the students, and that is something that, because I want to talk to students, I want to listen to students, because now I am getting to know that there are a lot of committees that you have to be a part of, a lot of meetings, and that takes majority of president's time. And then I need time for myself to make decisions in order to, there are things that I told students that I would advocate for during my debate and all those things. And I want to make that things happen. So for now, and recently I also got to know my team as well, who will be my coordinator. So probably we'll delegate some work towards them in order to attend some of the committees. And then me and the ED, the exec director, we will try to prioritize our time for the students and to listen to what their needs are in order to make their campus life better.
But I don't know if you could give me one of your priorities, one of the priorities of your new team for the next scholar year. I don't know if you have in mind something that you could mention that you can explain us.
Yes, so the all the things that I mentioned in my manifesto, I want to do that. So like providing $1 coffee to the South Campus, and then I recently got to know that we don't have a prayer room in downtown campus, and more events for Z building and all those things. But at the same time, we have to I will advocate for it, and right now, but there are a lot of restrictions from the government regarding new students, international students, mm-hmm. and spouse visa and all those things. So that is impacting the budget as well. But we will try.
We are talking about the cap of the international students. So
yeah. So because of that, Fanshawe and the FSU, of course, all the colleges in Ontario are facing some financial issues. Now there are so many restrictions on international students, a lot less students are taking admissions,
mm-hmm.
and that is impacting our finance as well. But at the end, we are not at a terrible spot. We will make it work.
Mm-hmm. Because one of the, my question is, what are the most pressing issues facing students at Fanshawe College, and how do you plan to address them during your tenure? Because I would like to know if you are going to do a plan, or I mean, still you have time,
mm-hmm.
because you are going to start on May, but I don't know if you notice challenge for the students, and at the same time, how you are going to involve the students in the decision, in the making process. So no worries, step by step. There has a lot of questions at the same time, but the first one, the most pressing issues facing students at Fanshawe College, how do you plan to address them during
the issue that the students are facing, the current students, right? Well, it's we maybe we should start taking feedback from the FSU employees, because we have more than 185 employees, right, who are working part-time, because they are the first point of contact with the students, like the people who are working in the OSS or the events team who go out to different campuses. Those can, because when they have one-on-one conversation, because there are a lot of issues that the students are facing, but they are like, okay, well, who's gonna email them, and they just procrastinate it to a point, then we don't get a feedback at all. So that is one thing. So we can probably train all our like the hospitality at the end, they are FSU employees, right? So they should know about different departments that works in different things, so that they have an answer to provide, or if they don't have an answer, then they can direct it to someone else. If it's related to academic integrity, then they can say, oh, okay, this is the person who's the advocacy and communicator coordinator, you can contact them. So at least they have an answer now. Because that is something area campuses faces a lot, that they are not familiar with the services that we provide, even though we try our best in terms of promotion, in terms of putting up posters, we have new poster boards up, and during the orientation, we try to get as many students as possible by giving them freebies and all those things, so
you would like to improve like the communication between the FSU and the students, right?
Yes,
because you notice that perhaps not the information provided goes or directly to the students.
And also we can start a feedback box, something like, because a lot of times there are something that student doesn't like, and they are on the campus and they think that, okay, when I go home I will do this, I will write a feedback, and then they forget about it. So if there is like a small box, like, and there are paper that you can just write, okay, what do you want in this campus, or what you don't like about maybe a particular thing in the FSU, then you can just put it in there. Maybe at the end of the month we can collect all the feedbacks and we can find the common ones that the students are facing, so that would address majority of the student population.
The other question I had related to the financial, the deficit that perhaps, well, it's obvious that Fanshawe College is going to afford a situation very So I would like to know financially how you are going to involve students in the decision-making process of the student union, ensuring their voices are heard and valued. You mentioned this boss, but I would like to know if you are going to show, you know, more transparency, more.
So. About the feedback box, we can also take their, I feel like we can also take their student number and email, so that they know, because we already have online chat services downstairs, where if they have any questions, any issues, they can go on the website, they can just chat with whoever is online. Other than that, so I'm not sure if I can tell you about the financials, because there's been the cap. But yeah, so as of now, let's just say that we can manage. And students will always be the boss, because our board of directors are all students and they represent all 23,000 students as well. So students would always be involved in the decision-making process, whatever we do in the FSU. We do get a lot of questions on Instagram as well, so we might open up another way to take the feedback online. But I haven't thought about it, but that's something that I will think about it.
No, it's okay. And I would like to ask a question. It's going to be my last question, but I will explain you.
Okay.
Is, well, diversity, equity, and inclusion are paramount for this college. So how do you plan to promote and uphold these values within the student union and across campus?
So I think so. FSU is already doing a great job in terms of promoting diversity, because even in terms of events, events team, or even in terms of hiring, we try to, of course, their qualification is something that we look first, but also we try to include all races and religions. And as like personally in my debate, I said as well, like, you, all the students are equal in my eyes. Your caste or your religion doesn't play a role in it. So by saying that, I also believe in promoting different cultures. So that's why we do events like Lunar New Year, and then we have Afro Night. We have other events, like maybe some event related to Indian people, like Navratri, and then we have Iftar Night, all those things. So the goal is to bring like-minded people together, but at the same time, there should be a goal where these community can, in, like, you understand, like, personally, I am interested in doing salsa and all those things, but I have no idea how to do it. So maybe if we are having some Spanish group or a workshop where everyone else can join as well. So I'm pretty sure there is, but not in the FSU as of now. So yeah, go ahead.
It's good that that you mentioned all these things, because now we are going to leave to the students ask questions. Okay, so obviously we are going to start, and you have to answer.
So my question is, like, do you have any kind of vision or like arrangement for like music concert in this year, because I am related to that field and it will be like very encouraged for me to like get into music concerts and music performance. So yeah,
music concert. So if you're talking about where you can participate, you and your group, because you're in the music program, then in the near future we have an event called as Open Mic Night, where everyone can come and the stage is all theirs, where they can perform or they can sing, they can dance, or whatever you want to do on the stage. We recently did another event called as Fanshawe's Got Talent, where the winner was actually he won Fanshawe's Got Talent, and then he went to Centennial College for Ontario's Got Talent, and he won second place over there. That is a big achievement as well. If you just want concerts, then of course, so the concerts cost a lot. But at the same time, we try to do at least two big concerts in Fanshawe College during the orientation, that is on September and on Jan, and we are still planning to do that as well. So just to promote the culture of music and these things. Oh, well.
So, and now, well, another one related to activities, but let's go to listen this student.
So I want to ask my FSU president, what new activities do they have for us, or what new challenges that they're going to show us in FSU? And we're hoping to see all of those new activities, and hopefully it's a surprise, but that's what we're hoping for.
Okay, so about the challenges, well, it's a big organization, and so we always try to try out new things, and then if we fail in that, then it's just a trial and error process until we find something that works for you. So yeah, because there is no perfect plan, that is why it seems like a challenge, but at the end we try, because yesterday we had St. Patrick's Pub Night, and we actually started a new thing where we were going out to students, different kind of students, and we were collecting their responses on a survey. So we were asking them what you didn't like about this at the entire program or the entire event, and what are the comments that you would give us in order to improve it. So we constantly strive to improve your college campus life. Coming to what new things do we have, well, again, that could turn out as a challenge for some students, because yeah, we do have new events, and we always try to take decisions in the interest of students, but sometimes there are some students who are not happy with it. So we take the response, and then we try to come up with some new things. So we have a lot of new things that's coming up. And we also have the things that we did last year, like you guys want to go to Wonderland, you want to go to Niagara Falls. So we will try to make that happen this year as well.
Let's go with the final question.
My question that I was wondering was, now that we have a new president, what will there be any like planned changes to like everyday student life, all that kind of stuff?
Any plan that changes students' everyday life?
Yeah, yes. Something it could be crucial or it could be improved.
Yes, so again, these are the small decisions, like as I said about South Campus, providing them with $1 coffee, and then even in the Oasis, this is something that I would like to take an initiative on, to have a meal of the day program where they cook something in bulk and they give out to students for really cheap price. But again, so you're still like, I'm gonna take her in May. And then after that, we have to go through the financials and then we will see what we can do. Because at the end, we want you guys to enjoy your experience in Fanshawe College. That's why we exist. So yeah, there will be some changes that will impact your daily lives. You might not notice it, but it'll be there.
It's finished. Well, thank you so much, Sid. I really appreciate it, because I can call you Sid right now that we are familiar. So so I really appreciate this, your first interview.
Yes.
So I hope you felt
thank
comfortable.
You guys for inviting me.
Thanks to you, and thank you for listening to another episode of the Red Couch Podcast. You can catch up with every episode on our website or wherever you get your podcast. Watch Fuel episodes on YouTube. This one is going to be on video.
Please, guys. I'm sorry. Like, share, subscribe, hit the bell icon, and missing anything?
And subscribe to our newsletter.
And subscribe.
With Fanshawe.
Yeah, and the FSU, because you guys want new things. So, mm-hmm. And the best place to find out about all those things is through the intro bank. Read the newspaper, because any changes that we make, we mention it on the website, as well as on the intro bank newspaper. Mm-hmm. Or you can always follow us on social media. So.
And for the intro bank, I'm Gracia Espinosa.
And my name is Siddharth Singh. You guys can call me Siddharth. And see you guys.